Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out today. Paul Clay is filling in. And this is the month of July. Remember, it's the month of the precious blood of Christ. And this is important to know. And if you're able to get to Mass on a daily basis, boy, that really makes sense to me, especially if you're a school teacher and you have the summer off or you're retired. Get to Mass. The Mass is the source and summit of the Christian faith, is what the
Amen.
Catechism says. Paul Clay, I don't see you, but I hear you, brother. Welcome to our show, brother.
Thank you, Terry. Good to be here, as always.
Well, Paul, I wanted to kind of tease everybody because today's topics are interesting, and they really are opening up our eyes to what's happening in this world. Remember, the world, the devil, and the flesh are always out to get us, and that we have to be
indeed
at odds with all three, because the truth is what sets us free.
Amen.
One of the topics we're going to be dealing with, which, you know, with your police background of 30-some years, I'm sure you saw a lot of overdoses of people dying, but more people than ever have died of overdoses in the United States in 2020, almost 100,000 people just last year. And I wanted to tie that into COVID-19. Another topic: numerous deaths, injuries following COVID jabs are increasing. Now, again, people in the media, they don't want to have this out. They want you to say, just go get your jab and life is over. Come on, do it. You know, get your jab and don't worry about it. You'll be part of the team. You know, we have reasons why we're not getting the jab. And I think that we still live in a free country to say those reasons. Also, the FDA officially adds warnings to the neurological condition of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. So now they're starting to come around to say, yeah, there are some collateral damage, which we're going to get into. But I sure don't want to be part of the collateral damage. I don't know about you, Paul.
No way, Terry.
Also,
no way, no how.
Yep. And I think of this father, this dad said this. He said, my son's school made him get a COVID vaccine. Now he has a heart condition. He can't play soccer. He can't do hardly anything. And my heart goes out for the father. But, you know, we have to stand up for our kids. I know that many people listening, you're being told, yeah, you got to get the kids vaccinated or they can't go to school. Well, I believe we have to push back. I also have some good news, Paul. Jesse lives in Arizona. He should be proud of his governor. He bans local governments from forcing critical race theory on all employees.
So praise God.
Yeah, that's a good news. See, there you go. We're pushing back. More states are doing that. And then here's an interesting call. I think it's good news that they there's a Baptist church in Washington, D.C. that the government's going to pay them $200,000 because they sued. They pushed back with COVID-19, and they won a lawsuit of $200,000 of a settlement because the state there was the district was restricting religious services during the lockdown. So that's why we just can't roll over. We have to fight. And these stories and much more. But before we get to that, we have a short gospel, but Paul has some great commentary on that. Paul, this is Matthew. Can you share the good news with some soul food for us, please?
Terry, absolutely. This is the gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 29.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sweet. Wow. That's a summary of the gospel there, brother. I'm all ears,
Terry,
Paul. What do you got for us?
Terry, most people immediately look at this passage as an invitation to come to Christ for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
While it's true, the invitation to repent and turn to God is always there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the emphasis of this gospel passage. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks to us, those who are already in Christ, those who are already laborers.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of laborers are we then? Matthew 9, 35 through 38, it says that Jesus went about the cities and villages teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And there he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest send out laborers into his harvest.
Mm.
Terry, the Lord knows that when we have answered the call to follow him,
yep,
or learn from him, as the gospel says, we become fishers of men. The road is often difficult. It's hard. It can be overwhelming and a burden. That's why in Luke 14, Jesus warns us, nobody begins to build a tower unless he first counts the cost and ensures that he has enough to finish.
Right.
Lest after he has laid his foundation and not able to finish, all who see it will begin to mock, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. The mission that Christ has called us to is not for the faint-hearted, Terry. Nope. Definitely not. It requires hard work. We must be steadfast. It's a fact that at times along the way, we feel burdened, discouraged, and sometimes even hopeless. We may tell ourselves, it's no use, give up, it's impossible to win. With all this going on, Terry, that's what it seems like, right? I mean, sometimes we just like, what are we going to do? How can we win this fight? Mm-hmm. Well, that's when we remind ourselves, as in today's gospel, that we need to hitch our yoke yoke ourselves to Christ, who from his precious side flows rivers of living water that will sustain us. Jesus will shoulder our heavy burden, Terry.
Yep.
Together, not for us, but with us. He invites us to learn from him. That's discipleship. And the one who conquered sin and death makes a promise, we will find rest from our labors, Terry. And that's what the gospel message tells us today. We need to rest from our labors. Remember that we're gonna have that rest. It's not here yet. Right now we're working day in and day out, but Christ is the one who's laboring with us. This is his ministry. This is his burden to bear, and he allows us to share in his labors, Terry.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, Paul, thank you for that commentary. And again, you know, I'm going to make a suggestion for summer reading. Because we got the summer, some of us are out of school, some of us aren't working because of school teaching. I would read that entire Gospel of Matthew.
Yes.
It doesn't take long, and there's just so much in there to reread.
Amen.
And what I notice about Scripture, Paul, I mean, this relates to you, I can read the same Scripture today and tomorrow and get volumes of information and insights that I didn't get the day before. In other words, it hits me differently. So that's why repetition, it's really good to reread Scripture so that it becomes part of you.
Absolutely. That's the greatest advice, Terry, that you can give somebody, knowing that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, say the Scriptures.
Before I go to Fulton Sheen, I just want to remind people we have a conference with Dr. Sandoval on the 7th of August, and it's going to be on the theology of the body, on basically marriage and love. True love. So I want to encourage people to register by going to vmpr.org, and you can register there. And then we have a women's conference the following month in September, and we've got two good priests coming. Talk about, I got two good priests coming that are just orthodox and paying a price for their orthodoxy. So you want to come in September for that women's conference. Men and women can come, but it's just going to be a good conference teaching people about St. Joseph and his patronage. So go to vmpr.org to check that out. All right, let's bring the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Sheen.
Yes.
Full Sheen ahead, folks. You know, in the month of July, my parents got married also 72 years ago. God rest their souls. But July is a month that a lot of people get married. So I want to give a quote on marriage that Fulton Sheen gave. And this is taken right from his book, Three to Get Married. And if someone wants a copy, a download of the version of Three to Get Married by Fulton Sheen, I'll give it to you. If you want to make a donation, great, but you don't have to. And this is like a $30 audio book, or maybe $40 now on the market. I have it. And I did it back in the 1980s. You can get that by calling 877-526-2151. Anthony or Trish will be able to help you get that with a download. Here's what Sheen says. The young couple can pray together, it means that they have the same sense of right and wrong, which is essential for happiness. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes courtesy and charm as much as a good conscience. If there are prayers to get, if they pray together, then the love of husband and wife will not be directed to one another as an object, but rather both will point as arrows to the infinite outside of them. prayer will avoid the disillusionment in which one may say to the other, I sought of thee a soul, I found only a body. He who is not spiritual in the flesh will become carnal in the soul. Great advice by Fulton Sheen. And again, you know, your love for your wife will not last because you're a tough guy. Your love for your wife will last because you have the power to renew it, and vice versa for the woman. So if you want to get that Three to Get Married, great book. I'll never forget how I imported about 10,000 of them from England back in the early 90s. And then Ignatius Press ended up publishing the book because I distributed them so fast. And Scepter Press published the book. And so I put it on cassette tape, and now it's on CD. And now you can get a download for it if you just call 877-526-2151. Folks, when we come back, Paul and I are going to discuss that more people than ever are dying of drug overdoses in the United States. What's that all about, and how can we stop that? I'll give you an answer. I really will. Simple answer. Introduce people to the person of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Let them live a sacramental life, and let them turn everything over to our Lord. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Paul Clay's calling in for Jesse, and Jesse will be back tomorrow. I pointed out a teaser. I said more people than ever are dying of drug overdoses in the United States, and some statistics are showing that. And Paul, your police background, I want to use as a resource, because since the 1960s, when we started using drugs, it seemed that there's a direct connection from use of drugs and lack of belief in God. It seemed that we were thinking that, you know, LSD and all these drugs that are out on the market, that people were going to get high. And they just kind of lost their purpose in life. And then it seems, Paul, that the COVID crisis, so-called COVID crisis, also encouraged people to turn to drugs because they were so scared. And this is something that I believe that they're still trying to scare people with COVID-19 to a point where people are saying, well, I'm so scared I might get COVID. I need more drugs. And I think that that's one of the reasons it's jumping up. And I know that almost 100,000 people just in 2020 died from these drug addictions, from the drug overdoses. And the fentanyl, it's an opioid that it's illicit on the drug market. I remember President Trump knocking that down during his administration, saying, we got to get a hold of this. We can't let this get into the country. But the CDC is estimating that U.S. drug overdose deaths increased almost 30% just last year. So I want to ask you, as a policeman, retired cop, I mean, I'm sure you've arrested people that are high on drugs, or you've met people, maybe interviewing people in prison. What's the story? Why are people, what's going on here with the just explosions from the 1960s, and especially now that people are turning to drugs for their joy?
Well, Terry, I learned a long time ago that without hope for the future, there is no power in the present.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so people become hopeless. Mm-hmm. And you see, and that's what the gospel brings. It brings the assurance that we have a future. We have a hope, Terry. And when we are constantly now moving toward a culture that is what they call a post-Christian era, we no longer are hearing the proclamation of the good news of the gospel. There's nothing left. Yeah. People, you know, they're just turning to their own selves and looking to escape their own reality. Because I don't know about you, but I've turned on the news and I call it the bad news, because all you're getting day in and day out, bad news. So, Drugs are an escape. When you see society, Terry, when you see states that are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to bring in marijuana for recreational use. Mm-hmm. To what end? You know, they say that, hey, people should be able to just get high for, you know, for recreational use. But if you think about that for a second, what happens when they get high? Well, they're going to go out, they're going to drive cars. They're going to, we used to say when I first got on that marijuana was a gateway drug.
Yes.
Well, it still is, Terry.
Of course.
And now they've got this gateway drug so perfected, it's tuned up in a laboratory so that many young high schoolers are using it. It's like abortion. Remember when they legalized abortion? Yeah. Did the abortion rate go up or down?
Yeah, of course. It's supposed to be few and not very many, and obviously it was a gateway, and it just opened up for more abortions when they legalized it. Sure.
Exactly, and it's the same thing with the marijuana.
Yeah.
Now that it's easy access, now that it's made available,
more
people are indulging in that, and we've covered it before that pharmakia, the Greek word for is the Greek word for witchcraft, and mm-hmm. So drugs, in a sense, then are a sense of dabbling in witchcraft and the occult.
Right. Very interesting. So here's my question to you, Paul, as a biblical worldview that we have as committed Christian Catholics, what can we offer to all these people who are so frightened right now from COVID? From the culture that World War is going to start, all these horrible things that you turn the news on and you think, oh my gosh, how could it get any worse? I know my solution is Jesus Christ, and that's yours too. But how do we introduce people to say to put their trust in Jesus Christ, not in a government or a state or even in some man, but only in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What advice would you give someone who's right now saying, I'm just frightened for what we're dealing with in our culture today?
Well, I'd start out by reading sacred scripture, Terry, because mm-hmm. when I feel uneasy, that's the thing that calms me down.
Oh, yeah.
When you listen to the the psalmist or you listen to the words of Christ in the gospel, mm-hmm. Christ is one of authority, Terry. He speaks to us as a person of authority. And when you hear him in the midst of the storm say, be still, and then all of a sudden the sea obeys him, mm-hmm. you recognize who he is. And we need to just, I think it was G.K. Chesterton that said, we're only in this world to get out of this world.
That's right. He said it.
And and so I just think that, inside every human being, God gave us the capacity and the ability to know that there's something greater than ourselves, and that something is not something but someone.
Amen.
And when we connect to God, when we read his word, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So my advice to them, Terry, would be to stick to the scriptures and let them bring comfort to you, because the words of God are life.
Well said, Paul. Hey, I want to move on to the next topic, which is, again, something that talks about being frightened, and that is numerous deaths, injuries following COVID jabs are increasing.
Yes.
And this is really sad, because it really shouldn't be this way. What's happened is this experimental, vaccine, it really isn't a vaccine, but they call it a vaccine, is really affecting people adversely. I'll give you an example. Reports of deaths and serious injuries from COVID-19 jabs amount every day. As of June 11th, 2021, the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System has posted, are you ready for this, folks? 358,379 adverse events, including 6,000 deaths, 29,800 serious injuries. Now, that you got to remember, only 10% of the people will report these things. This is what they
always
said. So just multiply that by 10, and you'll see what's happening. And I can go on, Paul. You know, with the European, they're having the same problems in Europe with this. And I think that the Surgeon General just came out this morning and would warn people not to listen to us talk like this, because he said that this is disinformation, giving out information about the COVID-19, because it's perfectly safe to take, and we want to get the other 25% of the people in America vaccinated. And if you hear people talking like you and I, they're the enemy of the country right now. They're disinformation. We got to have a war on that. Well, with all due respect, we've got doctors, virologists, all these people who know this business, and they're all coming and saying, many of them are saying, hey, wait a minute, we really don't know the reason. We don't know for sure what this is going to do to the human body. This is really just a guess, and we're experimenting on people. And this is against the Nuremberg set back in after World War II that says, you know, don't experiment on people. So there's just a lot of elements going on here, Paul. And I wanted to take your take as a policeman. You always would look at the facts before you would make an arrest or even make a judgment what to do. With what's happening right now, tell me your thoughts about COVID-19, because I know you've had it, your wife has had it, your parents have had it. What's happening here?
Oh, Terry, I like the words of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
trust. The late, great President Ronald Reagan. He said, trust, but verify.
I love that line, yes.
Okay, we're willing to trust, but we have to verify the facts.
Right.
You can't trust without verifying. And right now, the facts are sketchy, Terry. Yeah. When it comes to the so-called vaccine, there's many doctors out there who say that if you've had COVID-19, there's no science that says somehow that the vaccine and overcome it, that the vaccine can protect you any more than your own immune system.
Yeah, antibodies.
So number one, yet you hear constantly them saying, oh, if you've had it, you should still get it. You should still get it. And they're offering lotteries to get it and college educations and, you know, all kinds of, ways to try to, you know, push people into getting this vaccine. When the Surgeon General, somebody as prominent as him in his position, says that, you know, essentially labels us as the enemies of truth, to me, this is not a good thing to do, because there are differences of opinion. And that's, by the way, that's what the left does, is, you know, if somebody dissents from their viewpoint, they want to basically label them as something caustic, and they want to turn the dogs loose and say, let's attack them for their beliefs, rather than having a good conversation, a healthy conversation. There's been plenty of people, Terry, out there that have said, why are we pushing this vaccine on children when children are the least likely people to be affected by COVID-19?
Yeah.
And they come right out and tell us, hey, if you get COVID-19, it's possible to get COVID-19 after being vaccinated, but the vaccination, you know, should help you from getting it, you know, in a more deadly form, but so it doesn't prevent you from getting the disease. So there's just a lot going on out there that, you know, common sense, along with doctors who have a differing viewpoint, that are being stifled by the liberal media. And we already know about censorship, don't we, Terry? I think this program has been kicked off of YouTube.
That's right.
If I'm not, you know, the left is not interested in having an intelligent conversation. It's their way or the highway. And this is exactly what's been happening to our country for a while now. The media has been owned by the left-wing liberals.
That's right.
And they're indoctrinating us, Terry, rather than arming us with the facts and letting us make good, healthy decisions. We don't know what the long-term effects of this vaccine is going to be. Nope. And God, I mean, I'm not hoping, you know, there's doctors that have said that, you know, young women might have problems with fertility, Terry.
Yep.
And if they do, you know, I'm not wishing for that. I'm not hoping for that. I'm praying that isn't the case, but it would not surprise me if they're right. And until they have some facts to indicate something otherwise, they should not try to, you know, persuade us to get this vaccine.
Well said. We'll be right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, Paul Clay sitting in for Jesse Romero. He'll be back tomorrow. We're talking about the COVID-19 jabs and how many people are getting adverse reactions to the COVID-19. Everybody from Henry Aaron, who passed away just a week after he got the jab, and many others have died. Many others have been sick by it. But, you know, I know the FDA officially adds warnings to the neurological condition of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. So they're starting to at least say, hey, yeah, maybe there is some collateral damage that's going on. But look at the statistics it does. But, Paul, I want to go into something that's really at the heart of the gospel, which is trust in Jesus Christ. Well, what do I mean by that? Look, COVID-19 has made people paralyzed in fear. I gave the analogy to you. I said, Paul, it's like someone who's coming into your house to do you harm, and you freeze because you haven't been trained to do what you need to do to defend your family. Well, right now here at the Terry and Jesse Show, we want to train you to have trust in Jesus Christ, because that's how we get through all this, because the world right now is telling us to be fearful and just go in a corner and shut up and follow the instructions. So, Paul, doesn't the Bible have a lot to say about trust in God?
Terry, indeed it does. Mm-hmm. Listen, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings, mm-hmm. but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Listen, Terry, faith, this is about, you know, faith versus fear. Terry.
Yep.
Faith and fear, you know, it said that they can't even live in the same room, so to speak. We cannot live by fear. We have to live by faith.
Amen.
I can't emphasize that enough. The Lord he wants to impress upon us, Terry, that, The real issue for us as Christians is not, you know, we're not going to live in this world forever. We're not going to, you know, there's going to be things that can harm us in this world. But, you know, when the church, limits our ability to receive the sacraments mm-hmm. and to receive the things that bring life to our soul, I can't overemphasize just the tragedy that, right. that causes and the souls that are just lost or that could have been saved because of those decisions. Mm-hmm. It's important, Terry. I just can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah. You know, Paul, I think about, I want to be sinophobic, not germophobic. I see people now wearing masks when they're out riding their bikes out in the middle of nowhere. And they're not near anybody, and they're just scared that somehow the boogeyman germ is going to jump on them, and they're going to get COVID. And then, again, 99% of the people who get it don't die from this. And they're acting like COVID is like enemy number one, when really the biggest enemy is me, myself, and I with sin in my life. And so I want to encourage all those listening to get the confession on a regular basis. I mean that, on a regular basis. Get to receive Holy Communion. Spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. Talk to Jesus before the Blessed Sacrament. Be there. Tell him all your concerns. And I'm going to tell you, this is so much better. And all I know right now, I'm referring a lot of people to good Catholic therapists, and that's important. But I want to say the best therapist we can have is our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament.
Yes, yes, Terry. Terry, listen, have you ever, like, let's look at a situation where fear sets in. An earthquake happens, and what happens? What do people do? They run, and, you see nothing but chaos.
Yeah.
You know, so fear, the response that is provoked by fear is not one that is ordered and not one that, we need a sense of calm.
Yes.
We need to understand that fear, and by the way, our leaders, it's sad to say, but because they are faithless, many of them, many of them are believers in name only. They incite this fear into people. And when people are afraid, they willingly, they give up their right. rights, number one, and things that they do things that they wouldn't normally do. And this is what we're seeing. And this is why we're seeing the breakdown in society, because this is being reinforced by the media, this fear. We need to reinforce, and on this program, that's what you do every day, Terry. You reinforce faith.
Man,
we don't want fear. We want faith.
Yep.
And we want to be faithful to Christ, knowing that those who hope in him will not be disappointed. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, Terry. He's the one who's going to sustain us. He's the one who's going to bring us to the place that God wants to bring us to, which is salvation with him, fellowship with him for all eternity. And that's the answer. That's what we need to hear. And we need to relax. We need to be still, as the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. God is in control.
Yep. And Paul, that is so important, what you're saying, trusting God. Jesus, I trust in thee. And I think that's how we get through all this. I feel bad for people who don't have faith in God. I really do, because they have faith in themselves or the government, and it's a tragedy. Many of our listeners are texting me at 661-972-7872. And this is a nurse in an emergency room here in Los Angeles, and that she's saying many of the patients coming in after testing positive for COVID have also been vaccinated.
Yeah, so
that's an interesting point that these nurses are saying. And, see, that's the news they don't want to get out in the social media. And then I just heard, we mentioned the same thing. Father Mitch Pacwa also said it yesterday, the same day we said it, that the U.S. government would intercept your phone texts for spreading false information about COVID-19. So what we're seeing right now for the government, that's considered false information, to say that people are coming into the emergency rooms, as a nurse has said, with COVID, and even though they are vaccinated. I still am convinced that the antibodies that you get once you overcome COVID are stronger than anything man can make. That's my understanding, Paul. Now, you also have had COVID-19 with your wife. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
And just for your own, I've had it also a year back. And I've survived it. It was tough. I'm not going to say it was an easy thing to survive. But it seemed, Paul, that the information for recovery of the virus was also being secretly being pushed aside, and that wouldn't get out to the public. Even doctors wouldn't prescribe things that could help people who had COVID-19. I know some people have said that's not true. But I've heard that over and over again, where people got COVID-19 and they just said, go home, and if you get really bad, we'll put you on a respirator. Have you heard any of that? Or do you believe that the access to different drugs are available for people, and that it was, ready and made?
Well, I can just tell you the story that Nevada, the governor, there were certain drugs that were identified as being helpful to treat COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And all that had to happen was they needed to just be reclassified and so that doctors, could be in compliance with what the state government allows them to do, mm-hmm. and provide these drugs to treat COVID, and they wouldn't do it. The government essentially the governor here in Nevada locked down certain drugs so that they would not be made available, and said that, listen, these drugs are not going to be made available to people to treat COVID-19, period. Even when my wife's doctor prescribed the drug for her.
That's criminal.
And they said, we need to save these drugs for people suffering from other diseases. My wife, by the way, who had that disease, lupus, but she had never been given that drug to treat the lupus, and she still couldn't get it.
Wow.
So yeah, those horror stories exist. Yeah. This is what happens, Terry, when you get legislators trying to be doctors. They don't know. And a matter of fact, if you're a doctor and you're talking about a field that's not your specialty, you need to disclose that and say, listen, hey, this is not my field of expertise, because they don't know it all. And like the nurse that sent you that message.
Yep.
Guess what? She's telling you what the facts are, what her experience are.
Yep.
How can you censor that? How can you say, well, that's not actually what's happening? She's watching people come in
yep.
with the disease who have been vaccinated.
That's right.
And they know, Terry,
yeah.
they know that this jab that people are receiving is no guarantee that you will not get COVID. All an immunization is supposed to do is, it was supposed to give your body a head start. Remember, exposing it to that spike protein
right.
that was something that was novel that your body hadn't seen before, so that when you did get it, your body, you know, could mount a defense. Or that was the idea behind it.
Yep.
It wasn't to prevent people from getting COVID-19. And like you said, there's so many problems with it. So many people are have died. And beyond that, okay, they may look at that and say, well, that's an acceptable risk. Look how many millions of people we're giving this to. And if, you know, only a few thousand die, hey, you know, we're okay. But in reality, if one of those few thousand people, every life is precious in the eyes of the Lord, Terry. And I know that every one of your family members is precious.
Absolutely.
So how can we be forced then to take something that may, in fact, kill a loved one?
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to give the statistics of how many thousands of people worldwide are dying, not from COVID, but from the effects of COVID. Shocking.
Wow.
Much more than you would expect. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Paul Clay sitting in for Jess Romero. I would say we're too blessed to be stressed. We'll be back with more. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jess will be back tomorrow. Paul Clay sitting in for Jesse. I'll make the point, the virus of the COVID-19 is far less dangerous than the effects of COVID-19. What do I mean by that? Well, 10,000 little children die every month for the last 16 months, every month, because our food supplies have been interrupted. Okay?
Wow.
That's pretty serious. Paul, another thing, the people who have had heart attacks, who have, let's say they have cancer screenings that they need to get to, they're not getting to them. They're staying home because they're scared. That
yep.
Those people are dying because they didn't have the attention they needed. And so
turning to drugs.
Yes. And so I'm pointing out that what we call collateral damage, meaning the damage that's caused because of COVID-19 is far greater than the people that have died from COVID-19. The CDC continues to revise the numbers. And let's just be honest, follow the money. The hospitals are getting lots of money when someone dies from COVID. So somebody has a heart attack, they put, oh yeah, by the way, for cause of death, COVID. And then we get more money. So about 10% of what they, I think it was 11% the last time I looked, the people that actually died from COVID versus people dying from other diseases that they were having. There's people in hospice, they're dying, and they put down, oh yeah, it was COVID. The guy had fourth stage cancer. I mean, come on. But why are they doing this? Because they get more money. And I think that that line that says follow the money says it all when it comes to COVID-19. Because think of how many people have lost their businesses, the restaurant industry, because of COVID-19.
Yep.
Think of how many people, and I know you know some people even in the military right now, who are going to have to pay terrible prices because they won't take the jab. I know people who are going to college, they don't want to take the jab. It's affecting them adversely. And it just seems to me, and I don't mean to be exaggerating, Paul, but it seems like there's some alternative motives here with this COVID-19 that deals with population control that is going on. That's my take. But let me hear from you, Paul, about the collateral damage. And also, I know you have a story of a good friend of yours that is in the military. Can you share with us that story?
Yeah. Well, what the person told me that in their unit, they were no longer, unless they took the vaccine, they're no longer allowed to take leave.
Oh, really?
So they can't go home and visit their family. They're basically stuck there. And on top of not being able to take leave, they can't deploy.
Wow.
So it's affecting, you know, their mission status.
Of course.
This is how bad, and this is affecting our readiness as a nation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is how bad they want to try to persuade people to take this jab. Terry, who would have thought in America that we'd be at a point like this?
Nobody.
That, listen, you said, you know, hey, there may be some ulterior motives.
Yeah, I think so.
But even if we don't judge their motives, they're just going about the whole thing all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, as you know, people on the left, they love big government, Terry. And, yeah. You know, far be it from us that we should say no to big government, that we should actually have an opinion about what we put in our own body. In our own, you know, in our own children's bodies, you know, we've seen this trend, Terry, for years, hearing stories about how, you know, if you're a child and in school and that child were to get pregnant, that the teachers would assist the child in obtaining an abortion.
Oh, no.
And they did not need parental consent.
Horrible.
So we've seen these horror stories and this is what happens when government gets out of control. And Jesse says many times, sin makes you stupid.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we're seeing, Terry. We're seeing sin, and fear just grab a hold of people, and it just causes people to just make foolish decisions. And I don't know where it's going to end. You said it today. The Surgeon General was on there saying basically that essentially we're enemies of the state for providing disinformation
all over again.
Yeah. This is stuff that we dreamed about, that like when we read things like 1984, we said, that's a good book. But here we are. Yeah. Here we are. And it's here.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul, it's hitting people. And there's a gentleman, his son, was told that he had to get the vaccine if he was going to stay in school and play soccer. Well, he's a 17-year-old student. First of all, they are you telling me dad and mom don't have anything to say about this? But anyhow, he did get it. A week later, he started feeling very, very weak, and he went to the doctor, and they found out that, he has a heart problem now because of the shot that he took. And now he's in very bad shape for the rest of his life, and this was done because of the vaccine. So here's the bottom line. I want a vaccine. You know what my vaccine is? The sacrament of baptism, confession, okay?
Preach it, my brother.
Yeah, this is the vaccine that gives me eternal life. This vaccine, even if it worked, first of all, it's taken from aborted babies that many of them are, and so I morally would rather die 10 years early, 100 years early, than to compromise my moral beliefs on this vaccine, as Bishop Joseph Strickland said right on the Virgin Most Powerful. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm not willing to do that. Number two, I'm here to get out, as G.K. Chesterton said. And so let's be honest right now. Let's talk about eternal life that our Lord's vaccine gives us. Everybody wants it, should want it. But here's the bottom line. Nobody wants it. And no, very few people want it because it hasn't been offered in a very compelling way. I see people here at our chapel with funerals all the time, and many of them don't get the message that they're going to be the next person. They can be in that casket. Eventually, they're going to be having, someone's going to be coming to their funeral. And so life is short and eternity is forever. That's what Virgin Most Powerful Radio wants to talk about. Okay?
You know, Terry, I'm reminded when you say that there was a Protestant preacher by the name of D.L. Moody.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him one time, you know, how do you get such crowds to come and see you?
Yeah.
And he just said, well, that's easy. You light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
People love to come see you burn.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if the gospel needs to be presented in such a way that people see that, number one, you're on fire.
That's right. You're
convinced of the things that you're saying, that you bet your life on the gospel. You live the gospel, and that's where the power comes from. It's the testimony of the life lived. Not all who say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, but he who does the will of my Father. The power is when you become obedient to the gospel, when you lay down your life, when you demonstrate that. Jesus said, no greater love is this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
That's right.
And when people see that, that's a power they cannot resist.
Yep. Yet, I want to say something here that some of our listeners are texting me. They say, I get my daily vaccine. It's called VMPR Radio. So there you go.
Amen.
Come in and get lots of lessons and classes and all kinds of research. And, you know, I just want to take a minute to, we've had quite a few people have to not be monthly donors, so it's affected us on paying our bills. So if you want to become a monthly donor at VMPR, we send you hundreds of dollars worth of audio files from Dr. Scott Hahn, Fulton Sheen, Dr. Barber, Dr. Petrie, Jeff Cavins, all kinds of recordings that I've done over the last 30 or 40 years. And if you give us $25 a month, you call us at 877-526-2151 or go online to vmpr.org and you can sign up securely online, and that will help us pay our monthly bills. We're about halfway through getting the money for our battery pack for our backup here in the studio when these California brownouts come out. We want to be able to continue to be on the air and not be cut off. So if you'd like to donate, I'll give you my cell number. It's 661-972-7872. We put on all these conferences year-round for you. Our church is open 24/7. People want to come tonight. We pray every Thursday night from 7 to 9, to praying for priests, bishops, and the Holy Father. See, talk is cheap. The supply exceeds the demand. We're asking you to get involved with your spiritual life so that you step up to the plate and, you know, get involved in your faith. So if you want to come here to the Sacred Heart Chapel tonight, I'll be there from 7 to 9 if I'm breathing, and I'll welcome you in before our Eucharistic King. And we're going to be taking prayers. We pray the rosary. We pray special prayers for the praying for our priests because we need strong leadership in our church. It's easy to complain. I think I just got an invitation to go to Baltimore for the Bishop's Conference while I'm here on the air to speak out there. And not to the bishops, but to the lay people with Church Militant. Jesse and I will be there. Why? Because we want to inspire you to be on fire for the faith, because that's how we can turn this around. Paul Clay, I'm going to give you the last words. I want to thank you for joining us, but give me some inspiration on what we need to do as action items for our listeners.
Well, Terry, we need to, I was talking to Jess earlier, and we were talking about how the things that we're experiencing right now are nothing new. The church has been here before.
Amen.
If you just go through church history, you'll see that there were plenty of times when we're tested, when the people of faith, the people of God were tested throughout history. And this is the reason why it seems like, this is the worst time ever. And we're experiencing so many problems. It's because we're living it.
Yeah.
We're experiencing it.
Yeah.
We've never done that before, but it's happening. This is our test. This
Amen.
Is our opportunity. And so What I want people to take from this is to recognize that God has given us the privilege to have faith and to exercise faith in Him, mm-hmm. and to not be consumed by the worries of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, but by the Word of God. This is what we need to focus on.
Hey, good news. We're pushing back. Arizona's governor bans local governments from forcing critical race theory. Also, a Baptist church sued the Washington, D.C. For $200,000 because they restricted them during their lockdown. See, this is the pushback. We can't just sit back and let it happen. And I want to thank you again for joining us here, family, at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Up next, the Dr. Sandoval Show. You can get that by going to vmpr.org. Download our free app. Paul Clay, what state should we be living in, brother?
A state of grace.
You got it.
But.
You got it. And I just got a text. Praise be Jesus Christ. Thank you, Terry and Paul, for today's show based on truth. I love it. God bless you guys. We'll see you again tomorrow with Jess Romero and Terry Barber. May God richly bless you and your family. Full sheen ahead.
Yes.